Hey everyone, ready to talk about building wealth? You know, the right way.
The smart way.
Exactly. We all see those ads, right?
Yeah.
The ones that promise you'll be rolling in dough overnight if you just invest in the stock market.
If it sounds too good to be true.
It probably is.
Probably is.
Which is why we're diving into a book today that cuts through all that noise. It's called The One Sure Way to Succeed in the Stock Market.
This isn't about get-rich-quick schemes.
No, definitely not. This deep dive is all about understanding the fundamentals.
What's about taking a grounded approach?
Exactly. No magic formulas, just solid advice.
Right. The book really emphasizes a no-nonsense approach to investing.
And one of the things that really hammers home, at least for me, is that treating the stock market like a casino is a recipe for disaster. Like, there's this one passage, it talks about blindly following hot tips.
Dangerous.
And it compares it to playing financial Russian roulette.
And that's such a powerful image, right? Because it really highlights what's at stake.
Big time.
The book's central argument is that every investment, even the ones that seem like sure things, carry inherent risks.
So how do we as investors mitigate that risk?
Knowledge.
By actually understanding what it is we're buying into.
Precisely. It's like you wouldn't buy a house without getting it inspected,
right?
Why? You'd want to know about the foundation, the plumbing, the electrical.
Making sure it's not going to fall apart.
Exactly. You want to avoid a money pit. Thorough research. That's how you avoid those disastrous investments.
It's about looking beyond the shiny exterior.
Yes.
Making sure the underlying structure is actually solid.
And that's what this book really digs into in re-getting a company's financials.
So understanding the nuts and bolts of how a company actually makes money.
Exactly. It's about going beyond just the flashy headlines and really understanding how much money are they making? How much are they spending? Do they have a solid track record of turning a profit?
Okay, so it's about digging into those nitty-gritty details, because even within a strong industry, I'm assuming not all companies are created equal.
That's a great point. The book actually uses this very compelling example of two shoe companies.
Okay.
Both selling what seem like similar products, right? One is on the verge of bankruptcy, totally buried in debt, while the other is absolutely thriving. They've got innovative designs, a loyal customer base.
Same industry, totally different stories.
Completely different. And that's why this book is so valuable. It teaches you to ask those deeper questions.
To really understand the why behind the what.
Exactly. And that's where it pushes you beyond just the surface level. It encourages you to think like a business owner, not just somebody who's picking stocks.
It's about looking beyond the what of a company and really understanding the how and the why.
It's about doing your due diligence. And that's where the book introduces this fascinating figure, Jesse Livermore.
Okay.
He was this legendary trader back in the early 20th century.
Livermore. Okay. That name is familiar. Give me a little background. What made this guy so legendary?
Livermore was like the original Wall Street maverick.
Yeah.
He operated a lot on gut instinct, but he also understood the importance of research and knowledge. Even with his intuition, the book really highlights this. Livermore always stressed that knowledge paired with patience was key.
So you can't just have a hunch. You have to actually back it up.
Exactly.
With solid research.
And you have to have the patience to see it through.
Okay. So it's not enough to just get the knowledge. You've got to actually be in it for the long haul.
Absolutely. The book uses this really helpful analogy. Imagine a farmer planting seeds without knowing the first thing about soil conditions, weather patterns, or even just like how long it takes for crops to actually grow.
Right.
That's essentially what investing without knowledge and patience is like.
You're just hoping for the best.
You're hoping for the best, but you're not really understanding the process.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So we've got the knowledge. We're in it for the long haul. What else did Livermore say? What was he all about?
So Livermore, he was a big believer in focusing on the strongest companies in the strongest industries.
Okay, so ride the wave, right?
Yeah.
If a sector is booming.
But it's more nuanced than that.
Right.
Because it's not just about chasing the latest trend.
Gotcha. How do we even go about identifying what those powerhouse industries even are in the first place?
Well, think about it this way. Back in the early 2000s, everybody and their brother was excited about internet companies.
Right.
Some of those companies did phenomenally well.
Yeah.
But a lot of them crashed and burned.
The dot-com bubble.
Exactly. That's why Livermore's strategy is about more than just hype. You have to understand what's actually driving an industry's growth.
The fundamentals.
Yes. Is there increasing demand for their products or services? Are there new technologies that are emerging? These are the kinds of questions you have to ask.
So we're looking for something that's not just a flash in the pan. It's on an upward trajectory.
Sustainable growth.
And then within that, you find the companies that are leading the charge.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that takes us right back to doing our homework.
Right. So it's not enough to just say, oh, electric vehicles, that's a hot industry. I'm going to put my money in there.
Yeah.
You have to then look at
which companies are best positioned? What are their financials like? Do they have a competitive advantage? What about their management team? Are they strong?
It's about being like really methodical and strategic, not just impulsive, not emotional about it.
Exactly. And that's what the one sure way to succeed in the stock market is really all about. It's about approaching this, building your portfolio like you're building something for the long term.
Not gambling.
Not going into a casino and putting it all on black.
It's about making those calculated decisions.
Yeah.
And basing it on research and understanding, not just, you know, hype or what you heard from your barber.
Right. It's about being a little skeptical. Asking the tough questions.
And being willing to walk away if something doesn't meet your criteria.
Exactly.
So it's not just about picking stocks. It's almost like you're crafting a whole strategy.
Yes.
That aligns with, I assume, your financial goal.
Your risk tolerance.
Yeah. What are you actually trying to achieve here?
Exactly.
It's like picking the right hiking trail.
That's a great analogy.
Some people, they want the most challenging, straight up the mountain rock climbing experience.
Right.
And then other people, they want a nice leisurely stroll in the woods.
Absolutely.
It really is. Picking the right path, making sure that it aligns with you.
That's something, the one sure way to succeed in the stock market really drives home.
Yeah.
Tuning out all that noise about getting rich quick.
All the distractions.
Focusing on what really matters. Solid foundation.
Long-term.
Long-term financial success.
It's been great. I've learned a lot. This whole deep dive, it's been amazing. Let's recap, just so we're all on the same page. We talked about ditching the whole gambling mentality.
Right.
Embracing research, not shying away from it, really understanding how a company's financials work.
The importance of patience.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Not jumping at every hot stock tip.
Yeah, right.
Taking your time, identifying those good opportunities.
Letting those investments really mature.
Absolutely.
Like that farming analogy.
Exactly.
We can't just keep digging up the seed to see if it's sprouted yet.
You've got to give it time. And, you know, as you continue on your investing journey, remember that knowledge is power.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Keep learning.
About companies, about industries, market trends.
Yeah.
The better you'll be able to navigate everything.
Absolutely. This has been so eye-opening because it's not just about looking at a bunch of numbers or whatever. It's about this whole mindset shift.
It is.
One that's grounded in knowledge, in diligence.
And patience.
And patience, yes.
Yeah.
Like we keep saying, patience is key.
It's about becoming a student of the market.
Yes.
Always be learning.
Yes.
Adapting, refining your strategies because the market's not standing still.
It's constantly evolving.
And neither should you. So there you have it, folks. The one sure way to succeed in the stock market. It's not about these shortcuts or magic formulas.
It's about empowering yourself.
It's about understanding.
Making informed decisions.
Building that lasting wealth.
Absolutely.
And on that note, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. I hope you found it valuable. Until next time, happy investing.